This is the Cap and Haw Show from CSN Chicago and streaming on WGN Plus.
Took a crinkled soda can empty, demonstrated that it was empty. Then he held it out, put his finger underneath, and all of a sudden the crinkle started coming out.
Yeah.
Then he went around the top of it, it resealed itself, and gave it to me to open up, and it did, and it's psst.
Yeah.
And then he poured the soda out into a cup, like right there. That was like one of the coolest things ever. I mean,
yeah,
that was one of the best I've seen. So anyway, he was that good.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart?
That was Joe Madden, Cool Joe, talking about Simon Winthrop, the magician that he's friends with, he said, and that he hired to come in and perform for the Cubs, and they're 2-0 since the Magic Man.
So he can stay.
Hung out. They haven't scored a lot, but they haven't given any runs up.
Will he be coming back to Chicago with the team?
I hope he does.
He can just teleport himself here?
Whatever it takes.
Poof. Abracadabra,
how'd
I'm at Wrigley Field.
What is he, like a State Farm guy? Anyway, his name is Simon Winthrop. He is the magic man that the Cubs hired last night. Excuse me, SimonWinthrop.com is his website. Yesterday, Anthony Rizzo steals third with a great slide, evades the tag, and then looks up and says to the team after the review goes his way, it's magic. Simon, thank you for taking time. How you doing?
Morning, Simon.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing very well. So, how did this whole thing come about where you got to perform for the Chicago Cubs?
So first of all, it was really awesome that you guys gave me a call. Thank you so much, number one. Number two, the one thing that you left out in the little blip, we've got the when Joe Madden's explaining that,
yep,
was the explosive energy of the room, where the room just basically erupted. So the Coke can or soda can, whatever it was just laying like near a trash can, crumpled up, and picked it up, waved my hand over it, and all of a sudden the Coke can completely resealed itself, and the room started just kind of vibrating. The whole room was just like, no. And then I looked at Joe. There were a couple other people that wanted to try to grab a can. I looked Joe right in the eye. I said, no, you. And you do it. And Joe looked at me with that, you know, he's got that endearing, amazing energy when he looks at you. And he just looked at me, looked at the can, went straight for it, opened it up, and then, you know, you heard the sound as the can opened up, and all of a sudden, the whole room erupted. And then, to top it off, there was Manny Ramirez's kids were there, and the kid said, can I drink that? And I took the can and turned it over, and out came the Coca-Cola or Pepsi or whatever it was, and the kid drank it, and the room just went crazy because they thought there's no possible way.
Oh, that's great. And we appreciate you doing this interview considering you're underwater and in chains. So thanks very much. How would you describe?
I'm actually in Vegas. So the guy flew me down. Basically, I got a call a few days ago. The traveling secretary is awesome. His name is BJ.
BJ Tekandani. He's a good friend of mine.
Oh, isn't he the best?
BJ is really the greatest.
BJ literally knew within 30 seconds or so that this was going to happen. And he basically said, you know, We want to bring some magic to the team. Are you available tomorrow? And I was in Vegas and just got back from shows in Los Angeles. I basically travel around the world for high-end clients and amazing corporations that bring me in to entertain their VIPs. And VJ's said, you know, what do we have to do to get you in here tomorrow? And I said, I'll make it happen. And so I'm from Chicago originally, but I went to school at Main East long time ago.
Goodness, in Park Ridge.
Yeah. And grew up in Morton Grove. And
I grew up in Skokie. We're like neighbors, man.
Yeah. So thanks so much. What made you guys think about me?
Well, because we think that this was such a big deal for the Cubs, and I think they got such a kick out of it, Simon, and they seemed to be a team that needed a break from the routine. They needed to break up the monotony, and you seem to have at least, and they haven't lost since you appeared. So I think you went poof and everything disappeared for the Cubs. All their troubles went away.
I know. Is that crazy? I've been getting phone calls and emails and texts from all over, and everyone's like, oh, they won another game. And people are going crazy. My friends from Chicago. So it was really awesome, awesome.
How did they find you? How did VJ find you? Had you performed for Joe before?
VJ is the man, and Joe is the man. Those guys are the best. I really am so happy that they thought about me this time.
Besides the Cubs, what other high-end clients have you entertained?
So on my website, simonwinthrop.com, or if you Google Magician Las Vegas, you'll see a bunch of great promo pictures of me and major celebrities. And and then there's a videos page. And so on the photos page with the celebrities, that's Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jack Nicholson, Tom Cruise, etc. But on the videos page, I happen to have a really amazing video of Bill Clinton and Hillary had a birthday party in Vegas, and for one of their loved ones, and they had brought me in, and so I'm standing in front of Chelsea and Hillary, and if you go to my website, you'll see the actual video, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at the pictures right now. I mean, Robin Williams, may he rest in peace. Arnold Schwarzenegger, as you said, Nicholson. There's you with Hillary, Chelsea, and Bill Clinton. I mean, this is just unbelievable.
Thank you. Thank you. So on the video, basically, I'll tell you real short. I grab Bill's hand. I grab Bill's wrist. I mean, there's no editing on this. I grab Bill's hand, and I grab Chelsea's hand, and I say, hey, do you feel something? And all of a sudden, her watch is gone. And I said, open up your hand. And it's in Bill's hand. Her watch is in Bill's hand, and he's like, how did it get there? Which I actually did that trick for the Cubs in the room. So I grabbed somebody's hand, and all of a sudden their watch was gone, and the room just erupted again. It was really an amazing 15 or 20 minutes of high energy and fun.
Before we let you go, what will you remember most about that experience? Because I think you left an impression on many memories of Cub players and managers, but what will you take away from that?
You know what? When Madden and the team won the game, that was it for me.
Did you stay for the game?
I did. They invited me. They got me amazing seats, and I saw the score, and I was like, "That's it." And I was super, super happy.
All right, I got to ask you. One of the pictures you have is you with Noriyuki Pat Morita, Mr. Miyagi from the Karate Kid movies.
Yeah.
What was he like? That guy's one of my he's deceased now, but he was one of my favorite actors. I just thought he was the coolest guy out there.
Story. Pat Morita, may rest in peace, was amazing, amazing guy. Here's two quick stories. So I'm in the Bellagio in Vegas, and the first time I met Pat Morita, it was a VIP party, and I was entertaining at the room. And, you know, at first when you look at him in the office, he had that look where, you know, you didn't know if you were going to get your ass whooped with some karate. But he was actually an amazing, fun stand-up comedian. So I'm in the room, and all of a sudden, I think it was the sushi restaurant or the teppanyaki restaurant a bunch of years ago back at the Bellagio. And it's a big VIP crowd, and they've hired me to entertain. And so I'm doing the whole show. And all of a sudden, at the end of the evening, I saved one of the best for last. And I said to the chef, you know, the chef is standing right there. He's got all the vegetables and the, you know, they cook it right on the steak, right on the grill. So I see an egg because Pat Morita is starting to do tricks with an egg. He's like, you know, he's trying to outdo me or we're just having like fun. Both of us are doing, he knew a few tricks. So he takes an egg, puts it in a shot glass, grabs another shot glass, and he blows really hard at the egg, and the egg jumped out of the shot glass and into the shot glass right next to it. And I was blown away. The whole room was blown away. Now you can imagine the entire restaurant is now wrapped around our table, and the people are going completely bonkers. I had no idea how Pat did it. So I figured, well, I got to blow him away because I'm the professional illusionist, right? So I said, Pat, can I see that egg? Is that a real egg? How'd you do that? How'd you do that? And then I go ahead and I grab the egg and I take it and I whip it down to break it in half right on the hot grill. All of a sudden, a live duck, a live baby duck appears out of the middle of the egg. And I'm not proud about this, and I hope the ASPCA doesn't get me in trouble for this. But accidentally, when the duck was running away, it went. This isn't even funny. The duck went onto the walked onto the grill. You know, it was a such high energy. I didn't think about it, and I felt really badly. And the duck went walking onto the grill and went wah, 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 and came all the way back. And the whole room just went insane. I got some ice water for the poor baby duck. The duck is still alive.
Oh, that's great.
In Calabasas, California, and his name is Lucky. And that's my Pat Morita story.
Wow. Simon, thanks so much.
Simon, you're the man. That's Hope you great. Get to Chicago. We'd love to get you in the studio.
We'll see you in the playoffs.
Okay, thank you. Stay in touch. Send me your information, and I'll let you guys know when I do another gig in Chicago.
We'll
I was there
do.
Last week for a client. Thanks
hey,
so much.
Hey, if you're performing in Vegas, are you like open to the public? Like where?
Yeah. Well, mostly the casinos hire me for high-end corporate private parties and VIP and celebrity events, like when they have $1 million blackjack tournament. So it's kind of private. But every now and again, I do some public shows, and you can check up my schedule or stay in contact at simonwinthrop.com.
You're the best.
Thanks,
all.
Simon.
Well, have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Take care. That guy's hilarious.
It is great.
So Mike's in my ear going, you like Pat Morita? He was in like one movie. Pat Morita was in like 100 movies. He had a recurring role on Happy Days, but you're only like 14 years old, so you wouldn't even remember that show.
Mr. Arnold.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
That's Mr. Arnold.
That's exactly right. Arnold Takahashi was his name.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Fonzie's guy.
Exactly.
Exactly. Gotta love that.
He was phenomenal. I loved Mr. Miyagi. In Karate Kid.
Simon was funny. Simon was a good guest.
Mikey, that was awesome, man. Great get.
Good stuff.
All right, we got to take a time out. Little page two real quick?
Sure.
Okay, little page two. We'll be right back. This is Cap'n Hop brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz Law Firm.